Get to the freaking auto!
This is Brock and Salk.
Brock Huard and Marcus. Sorry about
Mike.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Huard, not exactly Joe Cap there in the pocket.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
All right, this is not a drill. It is time for the negotiating window. It's open as of a minute ago, and teams are welcome to start having those conversations with free agents and agreeing to terms that they can sign in another couple of days. So whether you call it legal tampering or the negotiating window or whatever your favorite phrase is, it's here. So
this is not a drill through me. I was like, oh no, what did you just learn in the last five seconds?
It's not a drill. It's time. That's all. It's not a drill. We know that Russell Wilson's in Pittsburgh. We know that Mitch Morse is going to be in Jacksonville. And, there's a whole lot more still to come. A couple of guys have stayed up with their teams and re-upped. We're waiting to find out what happens with Kirk Cousins, who it sounds like is maybe going to go to Atlanta here shortly. But it is time. It is all underway as of right now. So anyway, as that goes down and we wait for news, all of this kind of leads into the draft. And Lance Zierlein, our friend from NFL Network and down in Houston, just had a mock draft come out. We're not going to talk Ryan Stanek today, Lance, even though he's now a Mariner, and I could probably spend the next 10 minutes talking to you about Stanek and what he's going to bring to the table.
Let's get ready to see a lot of fastballs.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, he's going to fit right in. He throws 100 miles an hour with a slider, so he's going to fit right in here. Your latest mock, you had the Seahawks going with an offensive tackle, Latu. How come?
Well, I just think it's something that at some point I think they're going to have to really focus on best player available. Wait. You said Latu. You said offensive tackle Latu?
Didn't you have them taking Latu?
Yeah, Latu is a pass rusher.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. Yes, understood.
Yeah, did you have Latu or Fatana? I have to look at my mock.
Well, it seems like they've gone back and forth with both guys.
Yeah, I think I have them taking Latu, which is the pass rusher. If that's the case, I'll double check here on my mock because, I mean, I'm on to the next one. I'm evaluating. But I just think pass rush is something that is needed. I know they tried over the last few years to rectify or to address the pass rush. And that's something that they have only gotten partially right. No. I have them drafting Fashanu.
Troy Fautanu.
No. Olu Fashanu.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, the tackle from Penn State. And I said they could use a pass rusher, but they really need help with the offensive line. And so here's the thing. If you need a tackle, you're going to have to get one in the first round. I think there's going to be a run on tackles. I know John Schneider loves to trade back when he has the opportunity to. I don't know if that's a spot you really want to trade back at. I think that looking at pass rush or looking at offensive line should be something that should, you know, obviously for me, be at the forefront of what Seattle is trying to do. I'm not looking at quarterback if I'm Seattle, not at that particular spot. I'm not going to look at a quarterback. I think four will already be off the board. I think the value of getting an offensive tackle or getting a pass rusher like Latu, like Fashanu, that actually outweighs what it is that, that any type of drafting a fifth or sixth quarterback off the board, I don't think that really has the same value. Now, if they want to address quarterback, then yes, you could trade back. You could look at other positions, cornerback, wide receiver. There's some other positions that are going to be drafted in the back half of the first, more than likely. And you could also take a look at obviously getting a quarterback if you wanted to do that. But to me, there will be value with that draft pick if you want to trade back, but I also think the rushers who may be there and the protectors, the pass protectors who may be there, they both offer good value for Seattle. Hmm.
Well, so quarterback is obviously going to be, you know, right at the list of our conversation pieces. We've been doing it quite a bit. Brock even said he'd like to see them trade up if it means getting J.J. McCarthy. He doesn't want to see them leave this draft without him. What does that entail? I mean, if we figure the first three guys that everyone has talked about go 1, 2, 3, where do you need to get to if you want J.J.?
Well, you may need to get to 5. Because let's look at the Giants. So we always have to look at the quarterback spots. Giants at 6 could be a quarterback spot. Falcons at 8 could be a quarterback spot. And, of course, you know, if Kirk Cousins were to go to the Falcons, that takes them off the board. The Broncos at the Vikings at 11 could be a quarterback spot. The the Vikings 11, the Broncos at 12, and then the Raiders at 13. I mean, that's a problem. If you are the Seahawks who are sitting there at 16, that's a lot of teams you have to jump. So what you may want to do is sit tight, hope that the Giants don't take quarterback, that they go offensive line. Titans are more likely either going to be a trade-in spot. You know, the best case scenario for what Brock wants to do is you have the Giants pass on quarterback at 6. Yeah, the Titans sit still and draft an offensive lineman. You have the Falcons sign Kirk Cousins because you want to take quarterback off the board for them, because I think they would gobble up a quarterback. And then you have the Bears at 9. And would the Bears be willing to move from, in this scenario, from 9 to 16? Because you also have the Jets at 10 that could be in play. But once you get to the Vikings at 11, you're cooked. I mean, I would imagine they would take a quarterback in a heartbeat, especially if they lose Kirk Cousins. And if they don't lose Kirk Cousins, if they sign him to a one-year deal, then they're still in the quarterback market. So I think that the jump up is going to have to be, worst-case scenario, I think the 10th spot, going from 16 to 10. But you may need to go 9 to the Broncos. And then, you know, if the Falcons don't sign a quarterback or trade for Justin Fields or sign Kirk Cousins, then you may need to jump ahead of 8 and go to the Titans at 7. So it's going to be a pretty heady jump up the board, and yeah, it's going to be an expensive one. So I just don't know that Schneider would be willing to do that.
If you decide to go the other direction, let's say you want Michael Penix, how far back do you think you could find Michael Penix?
Into the second round.
Really? So you're not sold on Penix?
Well, I just think that with Penix, you're dealing with, I just know how NFL teams operate. Penix has got 4 season-ending injuries in his background, and he's going to be a 25-year-old rookie. I mean, that's just tough. It's tough, and I don't think the age is really a huge concern for teams. I think the fact that his tape is good, it's not over-the-top great, but there's some really good tape. He does own the best game that I saw this year, which is the Texas game. I thought he was absolutely magnificent in that game. But he's also a player who doesn't beat you a lot with his feet. He can, but he doesn't tend to want to do that. He doesn't throw well on the move, and teams are going to get into the analytics. He's got a very low completion percentage outside the pocket. Doesn't take many sacks, but that's because he gets away from it a lot. And teams are really more into play extenders now than they are in just guys throwing the ball away. So I think there is a number of things that could cause Penix to be a second round pick. So if you really wanted Penix, I think you could get him in the second round. And, you know, if you trade back in the first, then you add some draft capital and then you utilize that. Plus, I believe Seattle has a second round pick.
No,
right?
They traded it. They traded for Leonard Williams. They have 2/3.
Yeah. So the problem would be you might be able to package 2/3 to move up into the early second. That's a possibility where you could get your hands on a Penix there. So it really is. It's going to be interesting with no second for John Schneider to maneuver around. Man, that really makes it, to me, much more likely he trades back than trades up.
Yeah.
With no second, I can't see him. I can't see him giving up a future second round pick to move up for a quarterback. The fourth one off the board, I just can't see that.
All right. We'll see what direction this all goes. Just a quick little conversation today, Lance, but I'm sure we'll talk again in the next couple of months before the draft. Always appreciate you. Appreciate the mocks.
Sure.
And we'll talk soon.
All right. Appreciate it.